Welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mrs. Sharon Joseph, CEO of Guardian Bank. She has spearheaded the transformation of Guardian Bank from an urban cooperative bank to small finance bank and believe in investing in people and developing skills and focusing on achieving excellence and prosperity through integrity. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast. It's a delight to have you here with us. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing good, Sharon.
Can you share about yourself for our listeners?
Okay. My name is Sharon Joseph, and I have been in the banking career for most part of my life. I am a mother to two children and a grandmother to three granddaughters, and working for Guardian Cooperative Bank in Bangalore.
That's wonderful, ma'am. Can you share about the company that you're working at and what inspired you to work with the Guardian Bank?
Guardian Bank is a cooperative bank that has been established in Bangalore, and it's started in the year 1998. That was the time, actually, I was looking for a job because I had taken a break from my previous job. My previous job was in Syndicate Bank. And we had moved to Bangalore and my kids were small. And so I took a break just to take care of them. But then, you know, they had gone back to school. And so I was looking for something to do. And when I saw this advertisement about Guardian Bank, so I joined Guardian Bank in September 1998. And November, we actually started the bank and I mean, threw it open for public. And I've been with the bank since 1998. Continuing to work with them even now. I have retired from the bank last year in July, but then they have given me an extension, so I do continue to work. The main focus of Guardian Bank is to serve the community. And so we are very particular about that. There is a certain culture that we have in the bank that we make sure that every customer who walks in, we make sure that we answer their questions, and also we make sure that we give them whatever financial advice that they need and make sure that their needs are met as much as possible. And today we have 6 branches in Bangalore, and we have just opened 8 branches outside of Bangalore, but within Karnataka.
Oh, wow. Serving community since 25 years, that is a blessing, and It must be like a very nice experience even for you to serve people that walk through the doors of the bank and to share your experience with them and to help them out with whatever financial troubles they must be going through. Can you share some creative tips for our listeners, for those who want to maybe start their own business, or it can also be for those who want to work in the banking sector just like you?
Yeah, so those who want to start their business, invariably, I know that people require finance. So banks are there to help you financially, you know, because not everybody starts their business with all their own money. So we do take help from the banks. So therefore, you need to keep your financial records in order and make sure, see, any bank that you go to, they will first look at your financial records, your track and how you are doing, how, you know, you have, they will want to know more about you in the financial way. So therefore, my advice to you is please keep your financial track clear, because it's very, very important. Because today, if you go to any bank for finance, the first thing they do is look at your CIBIL score. And then, in fact, many banks are even having their interest rate connected to the CIBIL score. So if your CIBIL score is high, then there are chances that you get a lesser interest rate. So financial, that is what I would say as a banker. If somebody is starting business and you need finance from a bank, please make sure that your financial track is good. And that will go a long way to help you in securing finance from any bank.
Okay, keeping your finance or keeping your financial track steady is very important when you're starting any business. And being a woman in the business world, how do you balance and how do you integrate God in your work?
Yeah, the balancing, of course, was challenging in the beginning, but I had been working right from the time I finished my graduation. So even before I got married, I was working. And then, of course, after getting married and having children, it was a totally different challenge. I had a very supportive husband who helped me and who didn't, you know, stop me from going to work. But he was a great support for me as I started my banking career. Yeah, regards to being a testimony or how I would serve God in the workplace, actually, this you know, the whole when you come into the bank, you're meeting with people. See, because it's a service oriented industry. Only in the past few years, the entire banking industry and a lot of other industries have got they've gotten contactless, or they've shifted a lot of things to the call center, so you don't actually meet people. But the days when I had started my career, we remained a bank where people could come and directly talk to us. And so because of this personal interaction, and because they would come with financial needs, there was always an opportunity where I could speak about God to them. And also take out examples from the Bible and tell them. So this was a wonderful opportunity for me to, not just to the customers who came in, but even to my colleagues, especially other women who came to work, you know. So it was a great opportunity to share my testimony with them. It was a great opportunity to encourage them. I was not only just doing the bank, but I was also part of an organization called the Bible Study Fellowship. So I was also taking part in that, and I got a lot of personal, helpful application tips, which I could then use in my workplace.
Well, that's wonderful, ma'am. You sharing your experience, you sharing about God to the people who would walk in through those doors, and using from the Bible and applying it from whatever you're learning. You may have faced a lot of challenges in your business. How did you overcome them? And if you can probably share some encouragement for, let's say, women who want to start their own business and are confused and they do not know where to begin.
Yeah, it was definitely challenging because you're torn between your home and your work. And being a new bank, especially in my early years of working, we had to put in a lot of effort. And so I would spend a lot of time in the bank. And I know at that time, I was not giving my full attention to my family. But somehow God was with us and helped us at that time. But as we continued growing, and we started taking more staff also. So the work got delegated, and therefore I was able to, handle both the home. Because see, for a woman, those are the two areas. If you're working, one is your home and the other is your workplace. And, so many things happen. Children fall sick and then they need to be taken care of. And here also you have to take care, especially if you're in a leadership position, there's a lot of responsibility on you. And I think just depending on God to give me the grace and, applying what we studied in God's Word. Because you see, in the Bible, there are many women who worked as business women, there are many examples like Lydia, Deborah, all these people were business people. And so, and there's not, of course, not much written, but then you could see that these were women who used their talents to serve God. So that's the way I looked at it, that God had given me a responsibility, He had put me here, and therefore dependence on God just to even manage time or manage both the work and the family. And of course, my family was very supporting. I think it's that was one thing that God had blessed me with, is to have a family that was supporting, parents who, were there, who understood, my in-laws who understood. And also coming from a family, see, my mother was a role model to me because she worked, and she was an example to me because she handled both her work and the home. So that was something that I took. And I also looked around at people around me, friends I knew, or even reading, when you read books, they gave a lot of ideas, and they also gave inspiration how to use my talents to work and also at the same time to take care of the family.
Thank you for sharing from the Bible, you know, about Lydia and Deborah. You know, a lot of women in general, they do not know that these are, even though they're very minor characters from the Bible, they were all businesswomen, and they strived through and they still serve the Lord while doing business in the little way they did. You were recently at the Beyond Business Conference. Who introduced you to Beyond Business, and share your experience as a speaker at the conference? What was it like? And maybe encourage our listeners to attend the next conference that is going to happen very soon, and share maybe one or two takeaway from what you've learned, and to encourage our listeners.
Yeah, it was Mr. James Fergies and Mr. Joseph Vijayam who introduced me to the Beyond Business. Of course, those days it was called BAM South Asia. So I still remember coming to that, the first one. It was a single day program. It was very inspiring to listen to people who were speaking. You know, the speakers really inspired you to do better than yourself, I feel. The way they face challenges and their success stories were very, very helpful and motivating. So, and the last Beyond Business conference that I attended, of course, it was a two-day conference. And what I liked about it was also the trade fair, where many people came and set up stalls, and we were able to look at how they were running their businesses. And both the days, the speakers were excellent. You know, I was very encouraged by all the speakers. I had something to, you know, take away from that. And my own session, which I took it on banking, about how, you know, when you come to a bank, I was actually telling the banker's type of story, how a banker would look at a person who was coming into the bank and interacting with them. So, because very often when we go as a customer, we don't realize what happens on the other side of the table. So I was there to explain what happens there. And yes, we had a lot of people who came, and after that, a lot of people who asked me, various advice. And then I did have two of them even call me later, set up Zoom calls, and then they wanted to know a little bit more about how, they could avail of business finance from a bank.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for encouraging us and motivating us to attend the next conference, and also maybe a gist of what we can expect in the next conference as well. We like to end our episodes with what the Lord has been speaking to you, and the great things He's been doing, and what you've been learning, maybe through your daily devotion, or maybe through a promise that God has kept in your heart.
Yeah, so as I told you, I'm part of the BSF. So therefore, there's a lot of learning that we do. We have done various books, and that it beautifully applies to our life. There's a lot of discipline that I learned because of this thing. That is how to slot your time. That is something that I learned after I came into Bible Study Fellowship, where we learned to slot our time. And so therefore, I learned that we could do a lot, because there are times when we just waste a lot of time during the day. And so that was such a great encouragement. But I would really like to end with this one verse, which has been my constant companion every time I've had to take a decision. Whether it was a small decision or a tough decision, this was the verse that came to me. And I found that always God opened amazing doors and helped me to make the right choices. It's from Psalm 32, verse 8. It says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." So just to know that God's eyes are on us, and that we can go to Him at any time, and that He will instruct us and He will teach us. That means what it meant was, even if God was giving me a new responsibility of which I didn't know much, That means he was going to give me the instructions and he was going to teach me the way that I should go. And that is such a great encouragement. I always cling on to this verse and say, Lord, this is what you have said. And so you have to lead me and guide me. And I've seen how God has taken me forward one step at a time by instructing me and teaching me and keeping his eyes constantly upon me.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you for reminding us from Psalms chapter 32, verse 8, and to discipline ourselves so that, we do not wail away our time, but instead have a very orderly manner of work to be done. And also for us to serve the Lord through this and to remember that, he will always be there for us and his plans are greater and he will always teach us. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you and to interview you. It's been a pleasure and a delight, and I hope we can see you again in our next conference. And thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day and a blessed week ahead.
Thank you so much.